Good morning. I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory. And today, if you have a prayer request, you can write me at Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. That's Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. Lord, I pray for my listeners today. I pray that you meet their needs. Open up their hearts and their spiritual ears that they may receive and hear your word. Touch and bless and save this day, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Today I'd like to read out of Matthew chapter 6. And I want to read a portion of scripture. I guess most every one of you probably know it by heart or heard it many times. But it's the Lord's Prayer. Jesus said, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." But listen to what verse 15 says in the 6th chapter of Matthew. "But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses." Today we like to quote the Lord's Prayer, and we like to pray that God will give us our daily bread, and God will keep us from temptation and evil, and we'll pray that God's kingdom will come. But when it comes to forgiving others, then we have a problem. See, we all want forgiveness. When we do wrong, we want forgiveness. A lot of you that are listening today, you may be in jail, you may be in a prison somewhere. You know, when you want forgiveness, you want to take care of what you've done. You want forgiveness of that. But let me tell you something. The Lord says, if you want forgiveness, you got to receive it, but also you've got to give it. A lot of times when people do us wrong, we'll hold it against them. We say we forgive them, but every time their name is mentioned or every time the incident comes back, we go back and rehash it and talk it all over and replay it. It's like a VCR. We push replay and we go over it and we redo it. You know, if you've really, truly forgiven someone, you won't keep bringing it up. And that's how God is with us. Let me tell you, dear ones, when God forgives you, when you ask forgiveness of sin, God does not bring it up against you anymore. It's done away with. It's washed away in the precious blood of Jesus. But also, we've got to know that when we have been done wrong, we have to forgive others as our Father has forgiven us. You see, that is a trait of a born-again, a true born-again child of God, is that they can forgive. Oh, yes, I've been hurt many times, and yes, people have said and done things, but you know what? The way you receive forgiveness is you ask for God's help. You quit thinking about it and rolling it over in your mind and quit letting it keep you up at night and quit replaying it. And then you pray for them. You tell God that you want to forgive them and that you do forgive them, and you pray that God will help them and bring them into the light. Now, if somebody's doing you bodily harm or physical harm, we know we can't keep going back into that. But we can't let them and the hurt that they put on us dominate our lives forever. You see, when you hold bitterness against other people, let me tell you what happens. It affects your health. It affects your mental attitude. You become bitter. And that person, as long as you hold unforgiveness in your heart toward them, they have power over you. But if you will forgive and let it go and put it in God's hands, then God can give you peace, and God can give you joy, and God can give you rest from that situation. Today, brothers and sisters, I pray, dear ones, that you'll come and ask God to forgive you, but also that you'll forgive those who have done wrong to you. Today, walk in it, because it's joy to walk in love, it's joy to walk in mercy, and it's joy to walk in forgiveness. Today, if you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I pray that today you will ask Him to come in your heart and save your soul. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you for tuning in. Tune in again next week to this same time for Trucking for Jesus broadcast. Thank you, and remember, God is faithful to heal, deliver, and forgive.